This is the Son of PCJ.
Hello and welcome to Happy Station. This week coming to you from NPR in New York City. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio. It's very nice to have you with us. Today, the show is coming to you from the Big Apple. The Big Apple. Now, if you don't know what the Big Apple is, no, it's not something you find on a tree. The Big Apple is something you find in New York State, in the United States of America, and that is New York City. Probably, if not, one of the most vibrant cities in the United States. Now, I know that some of you who are listening to this on the West Coast would probably disagree. You would say, oh, San Francisco is very vibrant. Seattle, Utah, well, that's a state, actually. But say Salt Lake City, you know, Houston, or others. But you cannot deny that New York City has a character of its own. The amount of music that has been written about this city, the amount of films that have been shot in New York City and have taken place in New York City, the history of New York City. It was the area of the United States where immigrants from Europe first arrived many years ago. So today we're featuring not just the music of New York City, but we'll also have a little bit of a tour from a Taiwanese who's been living here for nearly 17 years now, and some other things as well. Before we begin, however, a special thank you to National Public Radio for letting us record this program. To begin, here's Cab Calloway, and There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York.
There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where we belong, sister. You and me can live a high life in New York. Swellest mansion on Upper Fifth Avenue. And through Harlem we go stopping, we go a stopping, and there'll be nothing too good for you. I'll dress you in silks and satins, into the latest Paris styles, and the blues you'll be forgetting, you'll be forgetting. There'll be no fretting, just nothing but smiles. Come along with me, that's the place. Don't be a fool, come along.
There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York, Cab Calloway. The last time I was in New York City was 22 years ago. Many things have changed over that time. First, the city is a lot safer than it used to be 22 years ago. Crime has really been taken under control. The city is a lot cleaner than it used to be 22 years ago, except for maybe the subway, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. The area of New York that I was staying in was called Hell's Kitchen. Now, Hell's Kitchen has an amazing history going back to the 1920s and 30s, with all some very well-known gangsters that used to hang out in that area. The area, of course, now doesn't have any gangsters. It has become a very trendy area, with new apartment complexes going up, as well as some of the old factories being turned into fancy restaurants and shops. So it is quite interesting. Hell's Kitchen, of course, is not far from Broadway and 42nd Avenue, or 42nd Street. Now, for those who are familiar with New York, you know that this is the area where all the major Broadway shows have had some absolutely astonishing success. Broadway shows like Evita, Phantom of the Opera, and many, many others. Many of those Broadway shows became very popular cast recordings. Let's take a listen to one of them right now. This is from the original cast recording of 42nd Street, Lullaby of Broadway.
I'm sorry, show business isn't for me. I'm going back to Allentown.
What was that word you just said? Allentown? I'm offering you a chance to star in the biggest musical Broadway scene in 20 years, and you say Allentown? Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo. Lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby. Way.
the original Broadway cast recording of 42nd Street with Lullaby of Broadway. New York City is a very international city. You can find almost any ethnic group you can think of in this gigantic metropolis. Now, within this gigantic metropolis is a very young woman by the name of Mei Ling, who's originally from Taiwan, but has called her home, New York, for almost 17 years. I caught up with her to ask her, why did she move to New York to begin with?
I was only planning to get a degree. And after that, of course, I would love to stay and work, but I was not sure if I could stay, because no one knows those kind of things, if I would get a visa or not. But then it happened, end up 17 years.
Now, we're meeting right now at a place called Blue Smoke, which is, what part of New York City is this?
It's kind of weird. It's actually, I don't know if you call it Murray Hill or something. It's on the east side, almost midtown. It's more business places than sightseeing places, yeah.
And you know, just a moment ago, and I know this sounded strange, it's going to sound strange, but the last time I was in New York City was 22 years ago. And coming here today, after spending 16 hours on an airplane, it's kind of surreal. I find it kind of surreal in some kind of ways. I mean, just where we're sitting right now, just walking here, it's a little bit surreal. Do you understand what I mean by that? I mean, do you look at your surroundings and say to yourself, am I really living here?
No, actually, for me, the feeling you just described, I have when I go to Taiwan or, you know, China or any place filled with I don't know, like mostly Asian or, you know, the similar culture and race as my own, then yeah, I feel that way, oddly enough, because I've been here for 17 years and I'm so used to different race and different color, culture of people around me all the time, every day. My neighbor is this, today I'm eating Indian, tomorrow I'm eating Japanese, and I'm going to these places and always different people around me, yeah.
So for the 17 years that you've been here, what are some of the misconceptions that maybe you had before coming here that have been tossed out of the window? And misconceptions either about New Yorkers or living here. What are some of those?
I think people say New Yorkers are mean. Actually, I feel New Yorkers are very open and they are fun. I actually like them a lot. They're very direct and honest and fun. Yeah, they like fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, we're in this one place here which you told me about. You told us to come here, called Blue Smoke. Is this like one of your normal hangouts, or how did you come across this place?
Actually, I never came in to eat.
You've been by it, right?
I passed by and I saw the place is always packed and they have music performance. So I was wondering, maybe it could be a pretty good place. So I'm just curious and I always like to try new places each time. So that's why I suggest this place for you.
So even though you've been here 17 years, you still discover new things.
Yeah, because New York is constantly changing and a lot of new things come and go. Yeah, of course, I do get jaded from time to time, but if you really look, yeah, there are always new things around you.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first clouds and shimmering clouds,
You know, Malin, you know, it's funny, the thing that I remember the most about the New York subway system compared, let's say, to that of Singapore, Hong Kong, Beijing, Taipei, is at how noisy it is.
I know, it's the most than any other country I've ever been to, actually. Yeah.
It's also very noisy, right?
And here is the dirtiest, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You can see mice running around.
But it's also one of the oldest in the world for underground system.
London. No, I think it's London. It's London. London was the first. Mm. Yeah, London.
You know, I was reading somewhere and they were saying before the Second World War, the subway system wasn't just one company. It was a number of different companies, and they would share lines. No, now it's all amalgamated into one. But there was a time when it was all different. There was a time when it was all different, and the fact some of the tracks were not interchangeable with other trains.
That sucks, yeah.
So is this, like, if somebody has come to New York for the very first time, is this the best way to get around?
I think so, yeah. Best way, fastest and cheapest.
Well, how much is it, like, say, per ride? And is that amount mean you can go anywhere?
Yeah, it's $2.25, I think. And you can transfer to bus within 2 hours.
Okay, see, this is how noisy it is. That's just incredible. I mean, I've seen, you know, in Taipei, I don't know, because you haven't lived there for a long time, but we now have a high-speed train that runs from the north of Taiwan to the south of Taiwan.
I took it when I was there.
Well, it travels, like, over 250 kilometers an hour, but it's so quiet, and this is running, you could say, at snail's pace in comparison to it.
That's kind of like the train in Japan from Tokyo to
the bullet train.
Yeah, the bullet train. I think it's the same. Probably, right? Uh-huh. In Taiwan.
So if somebody was coming here, this is the best way to get around, and you said you can transfer to buses and everything. Is it a pretty easy network to get around, or is it confusing?
I think it's very easy, actually, because New York, it's divided by number, so it's very easy. The whole city, you can never get
We have more noise again. I think you had to say that again. Nobody would have heard you.
Yeah, I think you can never get lost in New York because the city is divided by number. Yeah, and you just follow the number up and down. It's really easy, yeah.
This is 14th Street, Union Square. Transfer is available to the 4, 5, L, N, Q, and R trains. Ladies and gentlemen, as you exit...
Thank you.
That was the overture to West Side Story, directed by Leonard Bernstein, who also composed it. West Side Story is about two gangs that fight it out in an area of New York, and it's one of my favorite Broadway shows and musicals of all time. The film version starred Natalie Wood, Richard Bremer, Russ Tamlin, Rita Moreno, and George Charakis. You're listening to a special edition of the Happy Station Show, coming to you from the Big Apple, New York City, with a special thank you to National Public Radio. One of the things that many people say about New York is that if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Well, that actually happens to be a phrase from the song New York, New York, but it is sort of true. When you think about the amount of immigrants that came from Eastern Europe after the Second World War in the 1920s, 1930s, went to New York with practically nothing and built lives for themselves. Areas of New York sprouted up with all kinds of shops and restaurants. It is sort of true, but I shouldn't give you the impression that that's the norm. That did happen a lot, but of course not to everyone. But New York is one of those special places that, well, you can find anything. Really, I'm not kidding on that. You can really find anything. Such is the case, of course, with other cities. But New York is one of those special cities in the U.S., unlike Chicago or San Francisco or Seattle, where there is an abundance of things. Anything you want, you can find. I think Sammy Davis Jr. sums it up best with "Yes, I Can."
Yes, I can. Suddenly, yes, I can. Gee, I'm afraid to go on has turned into "Yes, I can." Take a look, what do you see? 133 pounds of confidence in me. Got the feeling I can do anything. Yes, I can. Something that sings in my blood is telling me, yes, I can. I was just born today. I can go all the way, yes. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yeah, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Wind me up, then watch me fly. A regular sort of sunburned Superman. Are you ready? I can climb Everest. Yes, I can. I can fight here all night in Everest. Yes, I can. Just found the key, hey, doors swing wide for me. I was just born today, I can go all the way, yes, I can.
Yes, I can, Sammy Davis Jr. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from NPR in New York City this week for a couple of special shows that we have over the next few weeks, in fact. Now, some of you are saying, who are tuning in for the very first time, well, why are you in New York City? Well, the very reason for that is because I was in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, south of New York, southwest of New York a little bit, for the SWL Winterfest for the 25th anniversary. So while I was here in the United States, I decided to take the opportunity to record a couple of shows here. This week's show is from New York. Next week's show is coming to you from the studios of the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And my special guest for that is the one and only Larry London, who hosts Border Crossings. So I invite you to tune in because that's a show that you're certainly going to enjoy. Also, by the way, later this month, we're going to be announcing the winners of the Happy Station Show anniversary contest that we've had running. So stick around for that. And you can find more information at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're there, I invite you to download the Stitcher app. What is the Stitcher app? Well, here's Bob Zanotti to tell us more.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 99.55 kHz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kHz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet. This is PCJ Radio.
From New York City, the Manhattan Transfers. You're listening to the Happy Station Show, coming to you from PCJ Radio. Just a little program note. This week on Media Network Plus with Paulette McCrory and myself, we're going to be doing the first of a series of programs on the SWL Fest. This week's show, we're going to be looking at one of the pirate radio stations that was operating there during the fest on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of March, WBZO, operated by Steve Carlock. And that's on this week's edition of Media Network Plus. To find out the details of when it airs, go to our website, pcjmedia.com, and click on Media Network Plus. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, Keith, we know that you recorded a lot of material. Does that mean this week, next week, the week after, the week after that, the week after that, and so on, is just going to be about the SWL Fest? No, it isn't. Because if we did that, we would be totally insane. Next week's edition what date is that? The 24th of March, our guests will be Thomas Witherspoon of Ears to Our World and Janice Law talking about the importance of radio in South Sudan. So this week, the 17th of March, pirate radio, and then later on, radio in the continent of Africa, Ears to Our World and South Sudan. So anyway, you can find all the details, of course, at our website. As I said, a lot of songs earlier have been written about New York. There's New York, New York, which of course is the obvious choice. Boy from New York City, that we just heard a moment ago. Broadway, that we also heard at the beginning of the program. I'll Take Manhattan, that was a big hit for Dinah Washington. And this one, that is from the musical Anything Goes. This is from the original Broadway cast recording that also features Hal Linden. But we're not going to hear him in this song. The song is called Take Me Back to Manhattan, Elaine Rogers.
The more I travel across the gravel, the more I sail the sea, the more I feel convinced of the fact New York's the town for me. Its crazy skyline is right in my line, and when I'm far away, I'm able to bear it for several hours. Then I break down and say, take me back to Manhattan, take me back to New York. I'm just longing to see once more my little home on the 100th floor. Can you wonder I'm gloomy? Smile when I frown. I miss the east side, the west side, the north side, and the south side. So take me back to Manhattan, that dear old dirty.
Take Me Back to Manhattan, Elaine Rogers, from the musical Anything Goes. If you are planning a visit to the East Coast of the United States, I do urge you to visit New York City. Some of the stereotypes that people have that New Yorkers are rude is very unfounded. I found New Yorkers to be extremely friendly and not rude at all. It's like any other big city in the world. You come across people who are just not nice. That's just the way it is, and there's nothing we can do about it. But overall, it's like any other big metropolis in the world. There are some people you meet who are nice, and some people you meet who are nasty. All right? Let's now have another song from the Broadway stage in New York. The song is called It's a Perfect Relationship, and it's performed by Judy Holliday from the musical Bells Are Ringing. She also performed in the film version with Dean Martin. This is a song about a woman who is a phone operator for a company called Suzanzaphone, I believe, taking messages for other women. And she happens to fall in love with one of the men that call up. It's a funny little song. And the reason why this song has to do with New York, there was a time in New York where if you wanted to make a phone call, you'd say, give me Brooklyn, 6332. Or, give me Manhattan, 2311111. That's right, you name the district and then a number. So you'll hear that at the beginning of this song. Judy Holliday, It's a Perfect Relationship.
It's crazy, ridiculous, it doesn't make sense. That's true, but what can I do? I'm in love with a man, Plaza O-4-4-3. It's a perfect relationship. I can't see him, he can't see me. I'm in love with a voice, Plaza O-4-4-3. What a perfect relationship. I talk to him and he just talks to me. And yet I can't help wondering, what does he look like? Is he 6'7" or 3'2"? Has he eyes of brown or baby blue? Big and mighty or underfed? Trim black mustache or beard of red? Can he dance like Fred Astaire? Is he dark or is he fair? Pompadour or not a hair? Well, I don't care. I'm in love with a man, Plaza O-4-4-3. It's a perfect relationship. And that's how things should always be. Our love can never lose its mystery. 'Cause I'll never meet him, and he'll never meet me. No, he'll never meet me. Be the fat and balding type, or rugged tweeds with a briar pipe, dark-rimmed glasses, super mind, or the sweet poetic kind. It doesn't matter what he'd be, how he'd love me. Suzanzaphone.
Hello, Mom.
Yes, Mr. Moss.
Will you wake me up in a couple hours?
Yes, Mr. Moss.
But he's still just a voice, Plaza O-4-4-3. What a perfect relationship. I can't see him, he can't see me. He calls me Mom, he thinks I'm 63. And I'll never meet him, and he'll never meet me. No, he'll never meet me.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. Me, I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under evergreens. But I know what I'm really needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Now I need a little give and take, something like the New York Times, the Daily News. Ooh, 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 ooh. Come down to reality, it's fine with me, 'cause I let it slide.
I don't care. Chinatown or on Riverside.
Don't have any reasons, I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
New York.
New York State of Mind, the one and only Tony Bennett with Billy Joel. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the Happy Station Show. If you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, we invite you to check us out online at any time, www.pcjmedia.com. Before we end today's show, a special thank you goes to National Public Radio for letting us record this program. And I thought to end off, we would end off with a song that is so well connected with this singer and so well connected with New York. Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. Next week, once again, we'll be coming to you from Washington, D.C., from the Voice of America. So on behalf of everyone that put this program together, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. Never sleep.